Today, we learn about how to preserve your name, your wealth, your household, your family honor, and the honor of Christ whose name you claim. Today, we learn how to preserve our own soul from one of the most deadly predators out there, the desperate housewife, the cougar, the prowling adulteress. This is the All of Life podcast, and I'm Brandon Neely, and I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday morning. Have you noticed her? Meditated upon her and desired after her beauty? Have you heard her propositions? No strings attached, it seems. Have you heard her promises? Too good to be true. Has she whispered into your ear with her flattering forked tongue? Or has your gaze been captured by her flirty and flitting eyelashes? Then before you destroy yourself and your children and your precious wife, before you blow up your potential and waste your strength on a stranger, you must this morning heed the warning of wise Solomon in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20. My son, keep your father's commandment and forsake not your mother's teaching. Bind them on your heart always. Tie them around your neck. When you walk, they will lead you. When you lie down, they will watch over you. And when you awake, they will talk with you. For the commandment is a lamp and a teaching, a light, and the reproofs of discipline are the way of life to preserve you from the evil woman, from the smooth tongue of the adulteress. Do not desire her beauty in your heart. Do not let her capture you with her eyelashes, for the price of a prostitute is only a loaf of bread, but a married woman hunts down a precious life. We have here a great danger described, the imminent danger of the adulterous woman, the desperate housewife, the cougar. And like a cougar, she is crouching in the tall grass, sneaking up slowly. She is on the prowl. And Solomon, wise King Solomon, warns us that she intends to hunt down a precious life. Don't let her take yours. Okay, I hear you, Pastor. But what can I do to preserve my own soul and my own name and my own family? Well, Solomon is going to give us a couple of great bits of advice. First, he says to keep our father's commandments. This term is perhaps better translated to guard. Like a watchman on the wall, you must not sleep or slumber, but maintain alertness throughout the entirety of your shift. You can give your eyes no sleep and no slumber. You must keep your head on a swivel. What are you watching out for? What are you guarding against? Well, you're guarding against the adulterous woman. Learn of her ways. Learn to identify them. Learn to spot the red flags and maneuver accordingly. Establish protocols in your life that make you a hard target. Put up a gate. Establish a watch. Guard. Stay out all night. Drink heavy in public. Go on long road trips alone. Get yourself mesmerized by the fantasy women online, and you are an easy target. A soft target. Easy for the picking. A fool and a dumb fool doomed to live out the remainder of your days alone. Your sex drive won't last forever, you know. And then what will you be? Your children won't stay young forever. Don't waste their formative years on strangers and users. Be alert. Guard. Maintain your distance. Put up the guardrails. Who cares if she thinks you're rude? Who cares if she notices that you're a bit distant? You don't owe her anything. It's a sin to be nice sometimes, you know. If you work with her, quit. If she's your boss, quit. If you're her boss, fire her. Make the hard decisions. Pull the trigger. And don't toy around with disaster. Do you think you can play with fire and not get burned? Establish firm and wise protocols in your life so that you are a hard target. Guard. That's a warfare term, and this issue is war, no matter what anyone says. But even more than having your head on a swivel with constant vigilance is regular meditation. What should you be regularly meditating upon? The teachings of your mother. You are to bind the teachings of your mother on your heart. Those lessons you learned in your early Christian education, don't forget them. Keep them close. Bind them on your heart and wear them as a chain around your neck. That is, memorize them, dwell upon them, and never forget to fill your mind and heart with the Word of God. This too will serve to fortify your defenses, keep you alert, make you a hard target. You don't need, listen, men, man, son, you don't need to dominate another woman. God has given you a wife. He's given you property, a household, and plenty of callings and visions to keep you busy for a lifetime. You don't need to dominate. God has given you property to exercise dominion over in His name. Take what He has given you and work it. Don't envy your neighbor's wife. Don't envy your neighbor's property. Don't envy what belongs to another. You don't need to be a big shot either. Your righteousness is in Christ, and you don't need to be affirmed. God has declared you His beloved Son. He delights in you on account of Christ. You don't need an understanding ear. It's a trap anyway. Go to God instead. If you do these two things, guard and keep, the commandments of the Word of God will be for you a light. Your path won't be dark, and you will be able to easily spot all the various dangers awaiting you. Your paths will be illuminated so that you know which direction to take and which not to take. If you don't listen to wise King Solomon, then let me tell you what you can expect. Severe consequences. Consequences as it regards your name, your wealth, your reputation, your family, your children, your health, your soul. These consequences are inevitable. They are the natural result of sin and the sin of adultery. And the consequences will be unending. They will never go away. You will go to your grave with this regret. Sure, there can be repentance, there can be confession, and there can be forgiveness. There can even be reconciliation and restitution. But you'll go to your grave with this regret. The prostitute will cost you, but the cougar will kill you. I'm Brandon Neely, and this has been another episode of the All of Life podcast, where we are pushing the claims of Christ into every area of life. Have a great Thursday morning.